Now, I move on. When he judges, this is what's going to happen to the arrogant, proud, rich crowd that today walk up and down this earth. Listen to him. Thou art shining forth gloriously above the mountains of prey. Now, what are the mountains of prey? Well, that's Jerusalem. That place has been besieged 27 times. I have a record of 27 times that the city of Jerusalem was taken and destroyed or partially destroyed by the enemy. It's been a mountain of prey. The enemy's been there. Now it says, spoiled were the stout-hearted. They fell asleep in their sleep. That is an interesting expression. They fell asleep in their sleep. Now, how can you do that? That means that they were not alert, not aware. The world today lies asleep, John says, in the arms of the wicked one. In other words, the world's like a little baby, and the devil has the world asleep. And he says to Vernon McGee, he says, hush, don't give out the word so loud. You'll wake them up. He doesn't want them waked up. That's what we're trying to do, is wake up the babies. Tell them judgment is coming. But also tell them there's redemption for them if they'll turn to Christ. Oh, what a wonderful psalm this is. Now, will you notice, and none of the valiant ones found their hands, I tell you, waking out of sleep, that were like they were in the days of Gideon, you remember, when the Midianites all waked up and they heard the trumpets and they saw the light. They knew they were taken, and they couldn't even find their sword. That is, some of them couldn't. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse are brought down into a deep sleep. This is the time when he's coming, and we are told here, he shineth forth gloriously. Thou art shining forth gloriously. This is the time that Isaiah wrote about in Isaiah 61, when he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, we sometimes sing that in Christmas. Actually, it has no fulfillment at Christmas, that is, at the birth of Christ. It will be fulfilled when he comes again to this earth. And this will be a great day, and it's yet in the future. Now, he says also, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, a shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall spread a defense. That's Isaiah 4:5, and it speaks of that day that's coming. The Shekinah glory will be there, of course, in the person of Christ. The day of vengeance is come now, the day of vengeance of our God. And we read that in verse 7. Thou must be feared, and who can stand before thee when thou art angry? From heaven thou didst thunder forth in judgment. The earth feared and became silent when God arose to judge, to save all the meek of the earth. Now the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? John said that in Revelation 6:17. Now all things are going to be put under his feet. Listen to this. Verse 10. For the wrath of man praiseth thee. Thou restrainest the remainder of wrath. And God says that he lets man go only so far. And I think during the Great Tribulation, though, he takes off all restraint, lets man go the limit. But today, man's being restrained. And the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. Who else can restrain evil in the world? And the wrath of man praiseth thee. God's going to make the wrath of man, and if he can't make it praise him, he won't let it happen, by the way. And then we're told here, it says, thou restrainest the remainder of wrath. Vow and pay unto Jehovah your God. Let all that are round about him bring presents. Now, this is the time when the psalmist again says, his people are willing in the day of his power. My, this is a great psalm.